AP News. I'm Ed Donaghy. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the first coronavirus vaccinations for infants and preschoolers. The AP Sagar Magani reports there is one hurdle left before shots are given.
The CDC now has to recommend how to use the vaccines. A final call will come from Director Rochelle Walensky. In the meantime, its independent advisors are debating, with Dr. Matt Daly saying while young kids generally don't get as sick from COVID-19 as older people.
Among people ages 1 to 4 years of age, COVID-19 is the fifth most common of all causes of death.
Dr. Sarah Long, a CDC advisor and a pediatrician, says they need to act quickly to get the nation's youngest vaccinated.
These very clear data should just decimate the myth that this infection is not life-threatening in this age group.
Shots could start early next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States to face spying charges. WikiLeaks says it would challenge the order, and Assange's lawyers have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Police near Birmingham, Alabama say it was a 71-year-old man who shot and killed three people at a local church.
The suspect has previously attended services at this church.
Captain Shane Ware did not name the suspect or discuss a motive. In a speech to the National PTA Convention, First Lady Jill Biden, a longtime teacher, says she's often wondered if her own students would be the next heartbreaking headline, as she urged parents and teachers to speak up and demand Congress pass tougher gun safety measures. The White House says doctors in Florida will be able to directly order coronavirus vaccines for children under 5 from the federal government after Governor Ron DeSantis said the state would not order and distribute the shots in the state. This is AP News. As temperatures go up, the number of canceled flights is going up, too.
For the second straight day, U.S. Airlines canceled a high number of flights as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds on summer vacations. According to the tracking service FlightAware, airlines in the East had scrubbed more than 1,100 flights. That's after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. So far this month, more than 2.2 million travelers a day on average have gone through security checkpoints in the U.S. That's up 22% from a year ago, although it's still down 13% from the same period before the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
Vince McMahon is stepping down as CEO and chairman of World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, during an investigation into alleged misconduct involving a longtime leader and public face of the organization. McMahon's daughter, Stephanie, was named interim CEO and chairwoman. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.